Right, now, I've got a little dilemma here from a girl called Lauren, who lives in Nottingham, and sent me an email, right?
Yeah.
Imagine you are going out with somebody, and they're lying to you all the time.
Right.
Right? Not just a little bit, quite a lot. Right, a lot of the time. You'd get rid, wouldn't you? Would you get rid?
Yes, I think so.
Because you wouldn't be able to trust somebody like that ever again, would you?
No, not if it was a constant stream of lies, no.
They're making stuff up all the time.
All the time.
Just get rid. What do you do? Get rid?
I'd talk to them about it first.
Yeah.
There might be a reason.
You wouldn't. You'd write to Mel C.
Okay. Leave it. It's a long time ago.
She'll be able to help. What do you do? You'd get rid, right, if it was your boyfriend or girlfriend?
Yeah, I think
right.
so, yeah.
Okay. Imagine if it's not your boyfriend or girlfriend, but it's your best mate. What do you do?
Oh.
Right? Because boyfriend and girlfriends come and go, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
Best mates, they're all the time. So what do you do if it's your best friend? This is Lauren's problem at the moment, because she wants to know whether she should dump her best mate. Basically, this girl is making stuff up about the people she hangs out with, and then Lauren finds out it's not true, and they arrange to meet, and then this girl will counsel on her, and she says that she was somewhere, and then she finds out that she was somewhere else. It's all quite kind of sketchy, and she doesn't quite know where she is with her.
Surely that's easier, isn't it? Because obviously she's not as good a friend as she thought she was, so just stop talking to her.
Yeah, but it's still your best mate.
Just stop talking to her.
No, you can't do that to a best friend.
Yeah, you can. Okay, bye.
You can't.
That's what Mel C would do, isn't it?
What would Mel C do?
That's what they did with Jerry.
Because, like, boyfriends and girlfriends, they're not always going to be there, are they? Well, they might be, but they might not be.
Yeah, but if you stop talking to them, then they're going to, like, get in touch and find out what they've done wrong, and then you can have the chat, can't you?
Well... I don't know. Lauren in Nottingham, we don't know.
I do. Ditch her. Forget it.
Right, okay.
Plenty more friends.
It's harder. I think it's harder than dumping a relationship, though, when it's your best mate. If you've ever had to do this, I'd like to get some advice on this from you, please. How do you actually dump a best friend? What do? You can't just stop talking to somebody if they're your best friend. That's not fair.
I do.
Do you?
Yeah, if somebody annoys me, I just stop talking
to
them. Yeah.
And what about when they try and get in touch with you?
Stuff them. They've blown their chance.
Right. How considerate. 81199, if you've been in the situation, I'd like to hear from you. This is Cass Fox on Radio 1. Touch Me. Fox and Touch Me on Radio 1. So how do you dump a best mate? You can't just say get lost. That's not fair. You can't.
It's perfectly fair. Toughen up.
It's horrible. Some people are saying sleep with their boyfriend. Don't do that. Hello, Radio 1.
Hello, mate. How you doing?
Hello. Who's that, please?
It's Jay from Chiswick in London.
Hello, Jay. How can I help?
Right, basically, I had a best friend who I'd known for like 5 or 6 years. We'd done everything together. And then all of a sudden, he sort of disappeared and only would see me when he was like passing or something like that. And then he would also take the mickey out of the clothes I'd be wearing. So like me funky like trainers. And whenever I see him, like bumped into him, he'd be like wearing the same sort of clothes as me. And also, whenever I went out with him and his friends, he would say how I'm a lot like him and I talked like him. And I had to just say, mate, it's becoming weird, you're becoming obsessed with me. So I had to say, I just got rid. Just get rid. Sweet. Best mates, yep. You can just get rid. There are many, many people in this world who can be your friends.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Loads of them. You can make friends anywhere nowadays. Yeah,
but it's your best mate.
Yeah, but when there's being your best mate and there's being obsessed with you. He was obsessed with me, like, everything about him was just me. Even when I met his missus, he was like, oh my God, you're so much like him. And I'm like, no, he's so much like me. You know what I mean? Like, you don't understand. Because his friends and his missus didn't know me, they only saw him, it was just like that. And I just cut off. It was hard, don't get me wrong, because I thought he was a person that, like, I used to speak to and ring up and all that. And all he was doing is, it was just sponging off me to, like, be like me, and I just had to cut him off, mate.
Oh, did you think he was the one?
oh, well, you know. He was blonde and, blue-eyed, you know what I mean? Like, really good-looking chap. But,
It's not you, it's me.
That's it. Yeah, one of them, absolutely. Yeah, for sure, for sure.
So when you actually did get rid, how did you do it?
He actually rang me up and said, look, I'm in the area, I'm coming around. I said, well, no, you're not. And he went, what? I said, well, look, I'm not being funny, Steve, but... You only see me when you're in the area. That was an anonymous name, by the way. You only see me when you're in the area, and, like, frankly, you do everything like I do. When I see your... I just tell him how it was. Yeah, I mean, I just told him straight, I just don't want to see you no more because you're bugging me. You're bugging me. You've got to a point where you just want to be like me, and, you're getting on my nerves.
It must be horrible when someone tries to copy you. You must be amazing, Jay.